I'm here with Patricia, the clinical director of Derma Clinic, and we were just discussing the fact that there's been such a surgery boom because of everyone using Zoom calls this last while during COVID. It's quite extraordinary, isn't it, Patricia?
Yeah. I think for the first time ever, we're looking at ourselves on camera all the time. I mean, most people in media are used to camera, but general public aren't. And they see themselves in a way they've never seen themselves before. And we become very judgmental of what we look like, and you know, and then we see some of the flaws. And look, we all age. None of us are getting any younger, but I suppose there's loads of things we can do now. And they can be anything from small little things to even full surgery. And I always say to everybody, you know, just do what you're comfortable with. And if you're coming into this for the first time, you know, start with something quite simple. One of the things I say is look at what you're using on a daily basis, because if your skin isn't in good condition, you can have all the surgery and everything you want in the world, but your skin isn't going to look any better. So it's very important to use things like SPFs, and it's about wearing them all year round, not just when the sun is shining, because it's UVA that's aging our skin, and that's present in the dullest day we have here in Ireland. I say to all my ladies, if you're wearing SPF all the time, which I hope they are, that you also take vitamin D3, because we don't get enough sunlight in this country anyway, and D3 we need it for calcium absorption, particularly women as we go through menopause, which will help with it to prevent osteoporosis. So it's all about self-care, and I think that's what people are really getting into, you know, since we've had this time out, is that, gosh, you know, I've had time to think about myself and look at myself, because we all have more time. Mm-hmm. So, people are looking at different things. Different things like our Irish skin. We all have some redness, some sun damage in it. So simple things like some IPL is wonderful, photo rejuvenation. Takes away all of that for you. That's really, really good. And probably the most popular treatment we have since we opened 24 years ago, because it suits Irish skins. We all have some sun damage and redness, broken veins, etc., and rosacea. So that's really, really good. And it's a very safe treatment. It's outside UVA, UVB, where it's nothing dangerous for your skin in it at all. And then, you know, what has really become, it has been always been popular, but things like anti-wrinkle injections and then also dermal fillers. Because as we age, our faces do kind of collapse in a little bit. We've got little fat pads all over our face, and they reduce down. Our bone density in our skull changes as well, and then the elastin in our skin as well. So when we're looking in the camera, it's probably the first thing people are seeing, and it's about using small amounts. We call them tweakments. You know, you don't have to go in if you don't want to and have everything done, particularly if, as I said, as you're starting off. So we start with the thing that's bothering you the most, and get that right and get you comfortable with that, and then move on gradually. And yes, lots of people, we've a wonderful cosmetic surgeon working with us at the moment, Dr. Cormac Joyce, and he is doing all his facial work here with us now, and that goes from blepharoplasty, which is upper eyelids, to a full facelift, and it's all done under local, which is amazing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that you don't have to recover from a general anaesthetic. I've had it done myself. I've had a full facelift done. It's been unbelievable.
I'm going to put a picture up of that, because I still can't get over what a job it was. But without, you always think of these things with anaesthetic. Like, that's, it's changed so much, hasn't it? The industry.
It has. And it's, you know, this is safer, obviously, because you're not having a general anaesthetic. It's the same thing. The procedure is the same. You're having a full facelift. So it's not that you're having less of an effective treatment at all. So yes, it stings a bit when you're getting the local anaesthetic. Besides that, you can have some medication to relax you, which I do advise everybody to have. And then I fell asleep for most of it. I woke up a little bit near the end. I knew Cormac was doing something, but it wasn't in any way painful. And the other thing that really astonished me, because I've never had this done before, was you're on antibiotics for a week after it, just prophylactically, and then some painkillers as well, strong painkillers. But after day one, I was taking them because I thought I should take them, But in fact, I didn't need them. And I stopped them after day two because I didn't. If I needed anything, I just took a paracetamol. The sutures are dissolvable, so you don't even have to have those out. And a tiny little incision around the front of the ear and the back of the ear. I had my procedure done on a Friday, and I did a food shop on the Wednesday. I was still a bit swollen, but nothing that was that obvious at all. And then I was back to work the week later.
The really important thing, though, isn't it? And I know you're involved in lots of organisations in relation to this, is being so careful about where you go and who you choose to do these treatments, because ultimately there are lots of people out there that aren't qualified to do them.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, I mean, I'm working in this area for over 24 years. I'm a registered nurse and I'm a trainer as well. I train people in dermal fillers and in general aesthetic medicine. This, we're not regulated in this country, and anybody, you can go and buy either neurotoxin or dermal fillers on the internet, and they'll be delivered to you and you could start injecting people. And that is what's happening. That is, people are going to people's houses and they're going around different beauty salons. And really, you know, it has to be a doctor or a nurse or a dentist who's doing these procedures. Thank goodness the HPRA, who controls all our medications, are clamping down on a lot of this for non-medics that aren't. But if you come across a non-medic that is doing those procedures, I advise you strongly to walk away. I know the amount of training I've had to do. I know the upskilling I continue to do all the time. Every year I go to two or three different conferences. And it's about that, because I want to perfect my skills. I want to make sure I'm doing these procedures as safely as possible, because you have to know the anatomy like the back of your hand to know where you're putting that needle, so you're not going to cause injury or danger to your patient.
What about the younger generation, though? I do see an alarming amount of people that don't need it getting work done. It's a bit of an issue, isn't it?
It is. It's a huge issue, you know, with Instagram. And what I say to people is, what you see on Instagram isn't real. You know, it's not always real. Filtered all the time. You can see it. Photographs taken at different angles, etc. But they are coming in younger and younger. I do send them away. I will not touch anybody's lips who are already big. I don't do big lips. I don't want anybody walking around, and I don't want to change anybody looking like that in any way. But they are getting younger. You know, they're coming in younger looking for anti-wrinkle injections when they don't have a wrinkle. They are hearing this thing that it's preventative. And yes, it is. But if you haven't already got the wrinkle, what are you trying to do? You know, our muscles will move. And sometimes, you know, lines are, we earn them as well. And some people are very comfortable with their lines, and that's fine too. But yeah, it's driven by social media, and it's really frightening. It really, really is. This idea having to be perfect, everything has to be perfect all the time, and that, you know,
and where does it stop?
Where does it stop? And unfortunately, people do develop body dysmorphia as well, and they're looking for the extremes. Like, I have a lot of people coming in looking for these fox eyes, and fox eyes are so ridiculous looking, where the side of the brow is pulled up with a thread.
Oh, God.
And there are people doing it. And unfortunately, what the young girls don't realise is that's not going to last. And you'll get that thread in, and you've got such a strong muscle on your forehead, it's going to just go very, very shortly. And it's a ridiculous look as well. It's not attractive in any way. But again, that's all driven by social media. And it's these crazy... And they're all fads. They're all fads. And next 6 months there'll be something else, like the big lips. Now loads of people are coming in, which is great, wanting lips dissolved. And right. if people come in to me with lips that have been done by somebody else and they don't look right, I do advise them to get them dissolved, and then we start from scratch. And then put a little bit in and small amounts. And people don't realise that the lips are one of the most dangerous areas to have a treatment, because you've got a huge artery running in the lip, and noses as well, and that has to be done by a medical, very, very experienced person. Like, that is on the advanced courses. It's not anything anybody should be doing starting off, and unfortunately that is what's happening. They're putting a needle into the lips, they're putting a needle into the nose, and that whole area is so vascular that if a filler gets in there, you into any archery, you are in serious danger. Wow. And danger as far as blindness. Just be careful where you go. Check their experience, how long they have been working in the area. You can't be careful enough.